Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Lauren Majera joins us live from WGN TV over at Bradley Place. Hey, Lauren, happy Friday.
Hello, happy Friday to you. How's it going?
It is going.
Thank goodness this cold streak broke. I was like, man, am I getting weak?
Yeah. I was walking like a 90-year-old person outside because I felt like every time I was going to fall and kill myself on a slab of ice. So, yes, I'm glad.
Intense, man.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. But then you went and saw a game on the ice yesterday, didn't you?
I did. I actually went to the Blackhawks game last night. And you know what? They had been doing they were having a rough patch. They were struggling there for a little bit, but then they bounced back, you know, got a couple of wins in a row. Here's the interesting thing. They have not lost a game ever since they had that closed doors, players only meeting.
Hmm.
And sometimes
interesting.
Those can be a little bit underestimated. You know, players talk to each other all the time, but I mean, I guess they shut the doors, they hashed it out, they dug deep, figured out what they needed to do, and they have not lost a game since that meeting. So it was exciting. The Andrew Shaw tribute. Man, the Blackhawks just do it so well. I mean, if they're like doing a tribute or they're, you know, what they're just in-house entertainment is so incredible.
And you know what? I have not been to a game this season, which it just kind of reminded me when I saw your Instagram post that I just got to go. And we have a box there. So, I mean, it's an opportunity to go and check them out. But I kind of like being, as much as I love that, and I don't want anyone to say, oh, okay, I heard you on the air say that. I love being closer to the ice. Like, I love being right there.
Yeah, we had great seats. Yeah. The seats we had were great on the corner, right behind the goalie. So, like, not like right behind the goal, but like a little bit to the corner. So, it was great view. And it was fun. I forgot how fun Blackhawks games are. I hadn't been to one in a while, but it was just so wonderful. And, you know, the way that they were able to fight back and win it in overtime and the controversial finish. I was like, man, I need to get to more games. I forgot how much fun they are.
Lucas Reichel made a good first impression. 19 years old, right?
That's right. He's a German kid. He was their top prospect. Called him up from the Ice Hawks. Got his NHL debut. And I guess he was geeking out at pregame skate saying, oh, I used to watch film of Patrick Kane and I idolized him growing up. And now I'm on a line with him.
Yeah,
so that was
kind
of cool. And, you know, he played really well. He said that he felt confident. He felt good. That's all you can ask for your NHL debut.
Well, then Patrick Kane, that was his like first goal in a while, wasn't it?
I think like
a couple weeks,
six game stretch or something like that, maybe longer.
Okay.
But yeah, so it was good to see him bounce back, and I love to see them fight until the end. And when they went down 2-1, you kind of expect fans to sort of empty out a little bit. The place stayed full. The energy stayed up. It stayed loud, and everyone watched them fight back, force overtime, and then win it in the end. So. Blackhawks fans, man.
Absolutely. And Andrew Shaw night, too, right?
It was so cool the way that they did it. The way that the tribute that they did with him on the big board, how they had him on the ice. They gave him the mic. They gave him just a couple minutes to speak, to say thank you. It was really, really special. And just the whole game was dedicated to him.
Which I love. I mean, two Stanley Cups, not too shabby. I have a little clip. Let's take a listen.
I want to thank all of you for giving Ahmad a home, a small kid from Canada, making me feel welcome. You guys made my job that much more fun, so I want to thank you for that. I also want to thank Montreal, the organization, for giving me the opportunity to play for a Canadian team as well. And then the Chicago organization for giving a kid a chance to live out his childhood dream. But mostly I want to thank Rocky Wartz and the Wartz family for this opportunity. Without you guys, this legacy wouldn't be here. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Only a hockey player would call himself a mutt from Canada.
I know, I love that. I love hearing that, actually. That was awesome. That was awesome. And then Alex DeBrincat, he's going to be in the NHL All-Star Game next month, right?
That's right. And you know what they call him, the cat? He's always so fun to watch because he's squirrely.
Yeah.
He's a little guy, but he is squirrely. He's such a fast skater. His stick work is so impressive and, you know, very, very well earned. But it was just cool to see all the different ways that the Blackhawks were able to tribute to Shaw. I mean, even like during periods or in between the periods, they would have They'd have fans put on a helmet and see how many pucks they can headbutt into the net. Because you remember that famous Andrew Shaw goal where he actually headbutted into the net. So it was just really cool to see. And the Blackhawks are so first class when it comes to stuff like that.
No question. What'd you have to eat and drink? Just tell me. Come on.
Quite a few cocktails.
Okay. No wine, just cocktails.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, okay. No. I had a few beers. Stella. I actually drank Stella. You know me, I'm not a beer girl.
No, that's what I'm really surprised
to hear
that.
Yeah, so I had a couple of Stellas, and then we went to Dublin's afterward for dinner.
Oh, geez, look out.
I know, because I was like, I kind of want some stadium food. I want, like, some nachos. I want to go to the Gibson's pop-up and get the filet mignon sliders.
That is so good, yeah.
All my friends I was with, no one was really hungry, and then, like, right after the game, I'm like, okay, we need food.
Real food.
I'm starving.
Real food.
So, yeah, Tavern on Rush was completely booked. Gibson's was completely booked. So I was like, you know what, let's go to Dublin's and get some good post-game food. So we got the oysters. Rockefeller are so good at Dublin's.
They really?
And I normally like oysters in the half shell, but the oysters Rockefeller at Dublin's are so good. And the spicy chicken tenders. It was perfect after having a couple beers at a hockey game. Just have that, go home, go to bed.
I'm not a big hot oyster guy.
I'm not either. I'm not either.
Yeah.
But the way that they do it at Dublin's is it's like creamed spinach and breadcrumbs. And you just got to be careful because it comes out like the temperature of lava. Like molten magma.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You got to be careful. I stir it around with my spoon and let it kind of steam and cool off before you put a hot shell towards your mouth.
I love that. There's a little foodie segment always of the show. A couple drinks.
We just love our food in the city.
That's what we do. Yeah, we absolutely do. And then Halas Hall. I mean.
Oh, boy.
What a week. And I know it sounds like, you know, it was a million years ago that all this happened. But I mean, there's just been a ton of activity, you know, the prospects for new GM. We got 8 coaches that have already been booted in the NFL. And I don't think that's over yet. I mean, I think that's going to be a lot more. And how does that play a role, by the way, in trying to find a new coach when there's all these vacancies? Like, everyone's competing sometimes, I'm assuming, for the same person.
That's right. It makes it a lot more competitive. And the Bears said, look, they want to bring in their GM and they want their GM to hire their head coach. But if they find the guy, if they find who they think is the guy for head coach, they're not opposed to hiring a head coach before a GM. They would love for their GM, whoever it is that they bring in, to have a say.
Yeah.
But they're doing a good job of being diligent, staying on top of it today. They interviewed former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores and Saints assistant GM Jeff Ireland. They've also requested permission to interview Chargers director of player personnel JoJo Wooden. So they're doing a good job. They're being diligent. They're being thorough. And they're keeping their foot on the gas with it. But they cannot get this wrong. They cannot get this wrong. I mean, the way that the McCaskey press conference went on Monday really upset a lot of people. But yeah, I was just chit-chatting with my brother about it, who lives in New Zealand.
And he's hearing that there.
Right. He said he tuned in, and he goes, man, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way that a lot of people put it, was it's embarrassing. And it surprised me because, look, George McCaskey has always been so kind to me. He has always really interacted with the fans. I mean, you see him before a game. He's walking around the Waldron deck, shaking people's hands,
visiting tailgates, asking fans
what they think, asking fans how they feel.
Does he steal food from the tailgates like you do?
I think George McCaskey can afford his own food. Unlike me, in my first TV job, I had to trick tailgaters that I was judging a tailgate contest and
story.
To prove that they get to win. And I got free food.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. Virginia just turned like 99.
Yeah. And George said, you know, as a mother says, she was very, very disappointed.
Hmm. Okay.
So changes are coming.
Yeah, I bet. And, you know, there's some people out there that are like, I can't believe, you know, they were interviewing the Dolphins coach. He was just let go. Like, why would they hire him? It's also the combination of what they bring to the table with other coaches and so forth. It just has to be the right group to bring in. And it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be coaching anymore. Just didn't work out with that team, right?
That's right. I mean, it's like saying that Matthew Stafford is a horrible, horrible quarterback because he was with the Lions.
Yeah, right.
Well, then when he went to the Rams, he played the Bears week one. I'm like, that's not the same Matthew Stafford I know from who used to play for the Lions.
Right, right.
You get a different head coach, you get a different offense in there. It can look very different with a different team. But sometimes feels like they're making the same mistakes over and over again. Yeah, history does. Repeating itself, it and does. They bring in someone who wasn't successful elsewhere. But they're being thorough.
I know, but you know what? You bring in a new GM and you bring in a new coach, but if you're surrounded by people that are telling you to do the same things, and you're reporting to the boss, you're going to do what you're told to do, and then we're back in the same situation, right?
And I thought that it was a great question that a reporter asked during the McCaskey interview. He says, you know, you say you're doing all these things differently by bringing in people who can help give advice and advisors who can help you with this search and to make the proper decisions in Napoleon. And, you know, you're bringing in all these different people to as like a five-person committee to help with this search. And you're saying this is like groundbreaking, brand new, state-of-the-art job searching process.
Yeah, right.
But you did this 7 years ago.
Yeah, right. I know.
Did this 7 years ago when you brought in Ryan Pace, who brought in John Fox, who got fired, who brought in Matt Nagy, who got fired. No, Pace is history repeating
square
itself,
one.
I fear.
Yeah, you might be right.
But here's the thing. I've worked for the Bulls. Everyone out. Everyone's dismissed. Let's start over and look at the Bulls now. So I'm staying optimistic.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. And then playoffs, you know, championships on the way. So I'm just looking, reading, you know. Packers. It's always Packers and somebody else. It's going to be Packers. Packers and the Chiefs, or Packers and the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Cowboys. Are the Bucs going to get in there? I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see. But, you know, I think that the Packers really have a shot.
Oh, I do too. And to win.
To win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that they played all season, now Jair Alexander's back. They're getting all kinds of players who had injuries back. So they're better and stronger and healthier than any other team, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how they end up doing. But it's so weird to have these. I love it when the NFL gets to play on Saturday.
Yeah, that's cool. No, I agree with you on that. But here's the thing. You covered the Packers because that was one of your first gigs. But you're a Chicago woman and you're a sportscaster here. And this is your home field. Like, if the Packers are in there, would you think, I'd like to see the Packers win? Or because I'm not. Just telling you right now, most of Chicago.
Like,
I know it's hard, right?
The only time I'm really rooting against the Packers is when they're playing the Bears.
Fair.
Otherwise, I mean, when a team gives you a paycheck, they're paying your rent.
Yeah, okay.
And they treated me so respectfully.
Okay, well, I like
such
hearing
a first-class organization. I'm not going to root against the Packers because I like watching good football.
Okay, fair enough.
And I like watching a lot of the players who were so gracious to me, like Devontae Adams back in the day. Aaron Rodgers was always really nice to me. David Bakhtiari was always a really good guy. Always gave me interviews. Always was really kind. Always went along with kind of whatever I asked from them from a media standpoint.
Right.
And I always appreciated that. So there's a level of respect there.
I like it. Okay.
And I don't root against them unless they're playing the Bears. So it's a very un-Chicago answer. But it's because of my personal history.
But you know how Tom used to jump up and down when we needed to go to break? Ben is now doing that. new Ben Anderson is doing that. So we're going to go to break. We're talking to Lauren Maggiore, WGN Sports. We'll be right back. All right, Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. Lauren Maggiore joining us from WGN TV. We got a few minutes here. Bob Saget passed away this week. Were you a big Full House fan? You're younger than me. Was that
No, I wasn't. And that was like the it show when I was a kid.
That's what I thought.
I didn't watch a lot of TV growing up. We trained gymnastics like 40 hours a week and had Russian coaches living with us. And
oh, geez.
So we weren't really allowed to watch TV unless we were sick. But, you know, I never got into Full House.
Did you ever see him do stand-up?
Yes, because my sister had a job at Improv in Schaumburg,
and so
she used to give me free tickets all the time, and I did see Bob Saget once. And
his comedy on stage...
raunchy.
That's nothing like it was raunchy. On TV. Right, yeah, absolutely.
It really surprised me because he was like everyone's dad.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my gosh.
You ever want to see something really cool, watch... there's a quick clip of like everybody roasting him at the Comedy Central roast, and then his comebacks were brutal. I mean, they were brutal. He was a big friend of a couple of our hosts here, and so he was here at GN Radio all the time. And his wife Kelly, actually, I was mentioning this earlier in the show, is a Chicagoan, and she was a regular on my overnight show when I was doing overnights.
Really?
She'd show up at 2 in the morning. E-Travel Rock was her, is her blog that she was doing back then, and she was just starting it, and I saw it online. I was like, hey, do you want to come? Because, you know, overnight you'd like to have somebody hang out with you and talk to you on the air. Yeah. It's always fun. Yeah, so she was in here quite a bit until she met Bob, I think, to maybe 2015, 2016. But, yeah, it was, his stuff is pretty pretty raunchy.
But good.
Yeah.
Sharp.
It was good.
Very comedic.
Yeah. So you didn't really have any shows that you can say, yeah, I watched that in my childhood. Nothing really clicks. Or is it more
No, not TV.
Stuff?
I mean, we watched movies on Friday night family movie night.
Okay.
Nice. But no, not a lot of TV at all when I was a kid. I'm sometimes on Saturday mornings before gymnastics practice, I'd watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
But, like, that's it. Like, I can't think of, like, any TV shows when I was a kid. I was like, oh, I used to watch that all the time. I don't really remember watching TV.
So do you ever flip through now when you're watching something and catch something from that time or no? Not really?
No.
Okay. All right.
But I know a lot of people, and I know that, like, there were so many beautiful Bob Saget tributes, and so many people still watch reruns of Full House.
Yeah. I've had John Stamos on quite a bit over the years, just with his different projects and stuff. Really nice guy, but that was like one of his closest friends, like so many have said on
of course.
It's tough. But I have like another retro show interview coming up after 9 tonight, and it's Happy Days. You know? Do you know that show?
Of
have
course.
You watched? Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just asking.
It is before my time, but I do know.
Yeah, yeah. So it was just after my time, but you know, I've got Anson Williams, who was Potsy.
Okay.
The show premiered 48 years ago. So, yeah, makes me feel old every time I hear something like
that's
that.
That's what Fonzie or Font, right?
Yeah, it's Fonzie.
Fonzie.
It's Henry Winkler.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I know.
You know something. You have to watch an episode on Hulu.
Literally
or
one thing.
It's all good. It's
literally
all good.
No one thing.
It's all good. All right. What winter sports stuff do you have planned for yourself?
Ooh, I am probably going to go up to Wisconsin a couple of times and look at the ice sculptures up there.
Oh, yeah.
Snowshoeing. They've got some really beautiful hikes
That's
still that you
weeks,
can do.
Isn't that the ice sculpture? Isn't that the Winterfest in Lake Geneva? Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Oh, you know what? Yes, I do go to the Lake Geneva one, too. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about my old stomping grounds up in Wausau.
Oh, way up.
Or up in the Northwoods, up in Manitowish Waters. I do get up there, go ice fishing. I'm going to hop up to Alaska and do the Ferrandi Festival and see the start of the Iditarod.
I'm just getting over a slightly, damaged MLS in my knee, and we're going skiing tomorrow.
Ooh, wear a knee brace.
Yeah, I'm going to do that for sure. But I might just have, do it for a little while and have a little cocktail off on the side somewhere.
A little liquid pain reliever.
Pain reliever,
where are you going?
If I say out loud, I don't want tens of thousands of people showing up.
Oh, the paparazzi. They're just going to swarm you.
Well, here's the funny
Women
thing.
Women are going to be throwing themselves at your feet.
We were going to do, we were going to do Cascade, but I want to be closer into...
Dave, we know you've always wanted to be Tom Jones. And have
that's me. That's me.
Okay?
He's going to scare you every time. He's going to jump in. David, I love you. You're right, Dave. Actually, you're absolutely right.
It's the voice of God.
It's the voice of God interfering over us. Yes, exactly. No, so we're just doing Grand Geneva. Just a little something tomorrow, because I just don't know what I can handle.
That's nice and good to
and
test it out.
Yes, and I'm
it's
not staying
close.
There again for the fans. I'm not staying there. So, I'm staying somewhere else. But it gives me a chance to if I'm had enough and the kids just want to go for another 5 hours, I'm just going to go back to the hotel bar and just go hang out. You know what
right.
I mean?
It's there. What is that famous bar restaurant in Lake Geneva? I love it so much there. Oh,
Mars.
It's like a bar restaurant. What'd you say, Mars?
Mars Resort is a cabin looking on Lake Como, maybe.
Oh my gosh, my mom's gonna kill me. She takes me there all the time, and I love it there. All right, I'll remember, and I'll have to text you, and we can talk about it next week. This place
sounds
is
great.
Awesome. Or I'll text you tomorrow, and you can go and send me a picture from there.
Love it, love it. All right, Lauren Majera, WGN TV Sports. Thanks. We'll talk next week.
Thank you. Happy Friday, and
See
be
you.
Safe tomorrow.
You too. Okay. Thank you. See you. Bye.
All right. Bye.